There's a bit of a blow-up in the world of beauty pageants, Margot. I don't know what you know about this world. Have you ever been a Miss anything?
Miss Indy, Miss Teen Indy.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was about 15.
Hold on, that's come from nowhere.
Yeah, so they have the Miss Indy competition, which is now Gold Coast 600, the supercars down there. But, yeah, when I was 15, I did a Miss Teen Indy, so it was the younger
swimsuits
version. No.
Oh, that's all right.
No.
That's okay. What do you do for an IndyCar thing? Like, is it how quick you can shotgun a Woodstock can?
I think that actually was one of the requirements. Like, if you're not, I did it anyway. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
What can you make a bong out of? Go! Go, Miss Team
what
Indy.
A great world.
No, it was just the younger version of the 18+.
We will revisit that at some other time. I know you're Miss Teen Indy. I've written that down. But no, the Miss World. You know how there's a Miss World and a Miss Universe, isn't
there? Yes, two very different.
Well, they are very different, but the blow-up is this, because Miss World has been accused of discriminating against mothers and transgender women. They don't allow them to compete. They've got old-fashioned rules that stated in 1951, Christ, that's a while ago, 1951, entrants must be a natural-born female, have never given birth to a child, and have never been married. Time to change them.
Well, it's the oldest international beauty pageant. It's one of the originals.
What do you get for it?
Miss World is the difference between Miss World and Miss Universe is Miss World is very philanthropic. They do a lot of community work. They do a lot of charity work. The girls are, you know, a philanthropist based.
Whereas Miss Universe is
the Trump one. So it's all about your appearance, how you look, and they go on to be, you know, most of them are models or, you know, up and coming models.
Jennifer, here we go.
Looking for a platform to go on and be influencers, work in the media.
Miss Universe spawned the likes of Jennifer Hawkins, Jacinta Franklin, and Rachel Finch. And they've allowed transgender women to compete since 2012, but
don't allow
mothers. Well, married women.
Miss Universe has to be more inclusive. They're taking in chicks from like Saturn and Neptune and stuff. Like, they're taking the whole galaxy.
Not just Earth.
Miss World is very Earth-based women.
Well, it's generally a younger demographic of females that these beauty pageants are aimed towards. So, hence the title Miss. It's not Mrs. World. It's not Mrs. International.
Mrs. Universe. Trans.
It's Miss. So, the demographic that they're aimed at is generally like that 18 to 26 sort of age bracket.
Is there a Miss Lady Boy? Is that a thing?
No. Possibly in Thailand.
2018. Miss World got rid of the swimsuit section.
Yeah, so the bikini was introduced
Hold on.
There's a story behind this. No, because the bikini was introduced into the Miss World pageant back in the 50s when the bikini became a thing in England, and it was like a promotional thing. So the bikini company that brought out the bikini had used Miss World as the promotion, the PR company for it, basically. So that's why they introduced the bikini. But then, you know, later as we've progressed and, you know, it's all about not exploiting women for their looks and all that sort of thing, they brought back in the bikini and
the one piece and high heel is a wonderful look. It was
Baywatch made it famous, the red one suit with Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra.
Meter maids, of course, down the Gold Coast.
That's a gold bikini.
That's a bikini.
That's still a bikini. But yeah, so they introduced the one piece to appease the fans that, you know, were upset about the bikini and the exploitation of women. But you know, look, if
What's
you want to enter
between
a beauty pageant, that's you exploiting yourself, isn't it?
Do you know that people are looking at you?
I think women are smart enough these days to know that this is a phenomenal platform for them to gain, not only international, but international.
Insta, mainly.
Yeah.
International.
Celebritism. You know, like Jennifer Hawkins has gone on to be one of the most successful models in Australia, and in the world.
What's she ever said about anything?
Well, she doesn't really say much,
I don't think. She doesn't. You put a bikini on.
But, you know, she's got endorsements coming out of her, you know, waxy. She's got bronzing. She's got swimwear. Mm. She's got tanning. She's got Mount Franklin water. She's got Colgate. She did Australia's Next Top Model. She's done it all. And she's sitting on a gold mine, and good on her. I mean, she utilised her looks to get there, but that was her choice. She chose to do that. So I'm all for a beauty pageant. Right. I mean, yes, I understand why there might be a bit of upset in and around exclusivity and, you know, not being inclusive, but it's a very archaic
thing. Are you
thing.
Bitter that you didn't go on from Miss Teen Indy?
Yeah, a little bit, Mother. Yeah. No.
could have been the springboard.